Welcome to Straight Thinking, a GPS for the Christian mind, teaching you how to think, not just what to think. This is Joe Aguirre with theologian and philosopher Kenneth Samples and physicist Dave Rogstad. On today's podcast, we welcome physicist Dr. Alan Tye to the program. Dr. Tye joins us as part of RTP's Visiting Scholar Program, and you'll get to hear of his work, his background, his passion, all of that today. So first, let us welcome Dr. Tye. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here with the team in RTP.
Wonderful. Ken, maybe you can give us a little background for people who might be new to the podcast that RTP has this Visiting Scholar Program, and we're pleased to feature these guests that come right into RTP headquarters so we can get to know them, and also our listeners can get to know them as well.
Yeah, we have a scholar community. It's growing. There are Christian scholars from many disciplines, particularly science, but also in biblical studies and philosophy. Dr. Tye, of course, is our visiting scholar this week. And so we're interviewing him. And so if you follow RTB, you'll get to see Dr. Tye in a variety of places. But Straight Thinking is always a place I like to interview people, allow them to talk with a little more depth. We have a little bit more time here on this program. Yeah. So Dr. Tye, it's a privilege to have you here. Thank you for being a guest on Straight Thinking.
Yes, I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, let's begin by, why don't you tell us a little bit about your faith journey, how you came to know Christ. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about how science and faith kind of worked for you. I know that you're from Hong Kong, and we'd like to hear a little bit about what it's like to live there as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I grew up in Hong Kong. So that city is, people call it the East Midwest. For historical reason, it was under the British management, or is the British colony more than 100 years ago. And so my ancestor, my father in particular, that they are native in Hong Kong for more than 300 years. So when I go up there, I can see different religions. I mean, when I was a younger age, it is the religions still pretty much in harmony at that time. And even right now in Hong Kong, people respect each other. Even you have a different faith, so-called. And but my family background is the traditional Chinese. They worship different idol or statue. Also really highly respect the ancestor. Sometimes they even kind of people think they worship the ancestor. But when I go up, because I exposed to different religions, so I don't pay too much attention to the traditional religion, just follow my parent advice, like doing certain ritual to respect those before us, whether ancestor or respect the leaders, father, grandfather, those are the actually become a culture in the Hong Kong and even in general, the Chinese. Yeah. So when I was in the first grade, I went to a Buddha related school. So I learned a little bit about the Buddhism, not a lot as the first grade, I cannot digest too much, but I did see a big statue with the Buddha. I mean, there's a different type of Buddha. At that time, I cannot distinguish which one, but one of the statue I still remember is he was smiling with a long ear and then just sit there. But after 1 year, I transferred to another religious school related from second grade to sixth grade. This time it's a Catholic school. So I like the atmosphere in Catholic and elementary school because the statue, they have St. Mary and even Jesus. And the environment, I really like. They're singing songs. It touched my heart a little bit, even as a young kid. But I don't understand too much about the Bible. They talk about the Bible story. That's about it. Then when I finished primary school, I enter into another different religions school. very interesting that I attend the one and only one in Hong Kong school, Muslim school related. Okay. They call it Islamic College, but it is a middle school, high school combined. And so I get confused when I learn more about the Quran. They had to provide or teach each student at least once a week the Quran class. And they have some biblical, overlap with what I learned from the Catholic school. They talk about Abraham and doing good and follow certain law from the Quran. So I get confused after high school because I thought religion basically is a good thing. Just point people to be a good people, don't do bad thing. As long as I don't do bad thing, I should be okay. Yeah, and so I'm more interested in science at the time. I really like mathematics and I enjoy doing math. But I also find in order to apply the math, I need to find some like the physical things that I can correlate using math. And then I fascinated when I can use math to solve some real problem in physics. So that's why the more I study, the more I have a desire to learn about the science. So I have a desire to find out the ultimate truth. At that time, what I'm thinking, the ultimate truth is related with physics. Mm-hmm. Because behind it, there's a mathematics, and I can use the mathematics to calculate, for example, the moon or the earth that circle around the sun. All this is fascinated by just using the mathematics. So, the turning point is when I come to US, this almost 40 years. And one thing is the change of environment. Let me think deeper about what life means, what's the purpose. Yes, at that time I have desire and hungry for science, but at the same time, in the campus, someone passed me the gospel tract. Talk about Jesus. I heard about Jesus in Hong Kong. But, yeah. And then I was surprised that even in US, at that time, I was thinking nothing to do with religion. I just focused on science. Yeah. But and then.
What year was this? What year?
This 1981.
That's, okay.
Almost for, more than 40 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very and good.
So during the Christmas time, I went to school in Ohio, Kent State U, for undergrad. So during the Christmas break or winter break, that I visit my cousin in Toronto, and we haven't met for maybe 1 or 2 years. The first thing I met him, He invited me to Chinatown to have a dinner. And then as soon as we start eating, he tell me about the gospel, actually Jesus Christ. At first, I kind of just listen. He's my relative. But I saw his behavior change. In Hong Kong, he was making people make fun of other people sometimes. But now he's really caring for me. And he even, we share the same room when I visit there. So I saw him pray. And prayer is nothing new to me in Hong Kong. I mean, people pray to Buddhism, pray to different statue. Yeah, but he don't pray to any statue. So he just close his eye and then look like seeing something and then meditate something. Yeah, so I was really surprised. And during that week I visit him, he brought me to different meeting. But one thing he is really wise is he has the Bible in the living room. And at that time, I'm not so busy during the winter break. And I like to read. Book is, to me, is my best friend. Yeah, so, I mean, and I draw attention by what he believes. And I read the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, amazing. The moment I open the Bible, whatever Jesus say touched my heart more deeply. When I was in Hong Kong, I heard about the story from the Catholic elementary school, and also someone give me the Bible. I start from reading Genesis. I have some trouble because I don't understand too much. I'm okay with God create the universe, but there's certain thing I don't understand. So eventually in Hong Kong, I gave up. But this time when I study New Testament, what Jesus, everything he say and do touch my heart deeply. Yeah. Just like he was so close to me. So within that 1 week, my eyes open. I mean, spiritual eye. And so I told my cousin, I believe. I mean, he was surprised. He thought, so quick. I mean, I'm sure he tried to preach the gospel to other people. Take a long time. But to me, I mean, so he thought I'm not that serious. So he just give me some book about the science and faith. And he didn't give me the Bible. He say, you have to buy your own Bible. So, so I go back to Ohio, and I was hungry for the truth. So I write a letter to my friend, the one that give me the Old Testament and the New Testament, the whole Bible. But later, because at that time, I don't really believe. So I returned to him. I asked my friend to mail me back the Bible. So then this time with the signs and faith that explain the Genesis, and I compare the Genesis chapter 1 and continue. I was fascinated. Even in the undergrad, I arranged like at least every day I read the Bible, whether one chapter or two chapters. Sometimes I so interested in the history in the Old Testament, so I can continue to read even with a very busy study. So then when I met some Christian in Ohio, Kent State U, and when I look back, God must arrange some Christian brother and sister that care for me, brought me to the Christian meeting. And one of the brother, actually pretty much the first time I went to that meeting, and he realized that I believe in God, and but I never pray to accept Christ. So together, I don't know how to pray, but he asked me to follow him in his prayer. So I, at that time, I did confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is the Lord. So that's why I come to faith, and then continue to, the more I study science, the more I appreciate God's creation and his wisdom and arrange everything, not only outwardly, that means the universe, but inwardly in our human body. So everything was decided by God. The more I study science, at the same time, the more I study the scripture, I find they are in harmony, no conflict. I mean, they are the same Alpha, so which is God. So since then, 40 years, I enjoy fellowship with the Christian brother and sister, and also share my testimony about science and faith, and eventually share the gospel, tell that Jesus is the only way and truth and life. Yeah. So, okay. So I know Ken have another, the second part of your question. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I wonder if you would, I wonder if you'd talk a little bit about, you lived in Hong Kong and now you've lived in America for about four decades. Tell us a little bit, are people in Hong Kong, people in China, do they have the same spiritual needs? Are they caught up in worldliness or it's interesting to me that the Chinese people seem very diligent. Tell us a little bit about your experience of how Chinese and American people, whether they're interested in the gospel.
Okay, yeah, very good question. Yeah, so because I have experience in going up in the East, so-called, but Hong Kong, very special. I get exposed to different religion and different culture. But of course, my family have their unique culture. But at the same time, I was influenced by Confucius, which is very common because even Confucius is not a religion, but it is impacting the thought and the so-called purpose of life in most of the Chinese people, even expand across the border to Korea or Japanese or other country in Asia. Yeah. One thing the Confucius teach that we human being originally the nature is good, and it need to be educated to either further improve their so-called social responsibility. And the Confucius really emphasize you had to respect the leader. The leader, including to the different level, all the way up to the, at that time is the king, and then the official government, and then your grandparent, the older you are, the more respect you should get, and then follow your parent, honor your parent, basically, very important. So this become a culture that, that's why, just like you say, you see most of the Chinese are diligent, not only Chinese, but the Korea and Japan, and even include people from India. You find they emphasize on the family value and working hard, study. Education is very important. I mean, that's the future. I mean, the parent will sacrifice a lot of things so that the kids can go to the best high school, and then it's jumping stone step to the best college. So this is more culture related than religions. I mean, religion, yes, they have a certain impact to the life of the Asian culture. And if you look at the top five religion in the world, the Christianity, this is based on 2015. So right now maybe a little bit different, but it's more or less the same, I believe. Christianity is 31%. This includes all kinds of Christian. And then the Islam, or Muslim, 24%, Hinduism, 15%, Buddhism, 7%, this is worldwide. And the folk religion, or basically traditional, the local religion, 6%. And those people do not have a religion, include atheism, is 16%. Actually, majority of people, the top five religions is 83%. And then 1% is Muslim, including Judaism. Yeah. So, however, in Hong Kong, the religions group, 100 years ago, some historical data as a reference, not many Christians 100 years ago. Mostly it's just a local traditional folk religion, so-called. But they, why there's a more Christian in Hong Kong? There's one thing, the statistics 2020 for Hong Kong religious group, Christianity is the high, I mean, the number one religion, so-called, based on the survey and statistics, is 15%. And Buddhism is pretty strong, 13%. Yeah, a lot of people still believe Buddhism. And then the folk or traditional local religion is 13%. When they add together, it's 26%. But sometimes they are kind of a little different. But in Hong Kong, people, sometimes when they follow the traditional, they like to include the Buddhism. I mean, they don't reject it. Yeah. Because for some reason, there's a historical reason. People try to combine them, but they have their unique feature, also, of course. The Muslim is only 2% in Hong Kong. And then the Hinduism, because it basically relates with the Indian culture, so it's less than 1% in Hong Kong. However, people say without religion, up to 55%. This includes atheism. And in under this category, most of people are more educated. So when they learn so-called science, sometimes they thought evolution is always correct, and maybe there's a low God. So this is the mentality in general in Hong Kong. But why this, for the 100 years, Christianity can go from almost one or less than 1% to currently 15%. This is very, as an observer, very important factor is there's some kind of a common ground between the Christianity and at that time the so-called the Eastern religion. I already mentioned that the culture of Confucius emphasized in education. So when the missionary, they bring the message of Christ, it not only bring in the Bible, but also to bring the love and hope and faith. Because in Hong Kong 100 years ago was the China was under the lowest point and weakest period. At that time, it was under Qing Dynasty. They have a mismanagement. So a lot of other Western so-called country, the political one in particular, they use the better gunpowder and better technology to come to the East. And at first, the Chinese people do not have good impression about this so-called the West invasion. Yeah, so they get confused that the maybe the religion they bring in, the Christianity associated with the West. Some people even think Jesus is just a Westerner or foreigner. Yeah, right, but if you look at the history, Jesus actually is born in Middle East, closer to the East or the Asia than the West. It's just the gospel went to the West and they accept it and make the West stronger in terms of technology or science that we can discuss it in the future. Yeah, but anyway, when it's the Chinese people see the missionary bringing differences, their behavior, their care is different from those political people or political power. The political power use released gunpowder, I mean, the, as invasion. But there's another group of people tell them there's a love of Christ. And not only just verbally, but in reality, they show their sacrifice and caring for the Chinese people, particularly at that time in Hong Kong. So they, a lot of missionaries, they, including the doctor and the educator, they come to build the best school, whether high school or elementary school. So, and the common ground for the Chinese is very important in education. When you have a good school, doesn't matter what religion you have. Yeah, so they just send the kid to there to be educated. Yeah, and once they enter into the Christian school, and at that time, the atmosphere is much more open, freedom to share the gospel to the student. And so they have a gospel meeting, fellowship, and all this help the student exposed to this biblical truth and in real way, caring from the teacher. A lot of teacher actually is a Christian. So they care for the student. And so eventually more people open, accept Christ. And that's why the Christianity, the percentage go from less than 1% to 15% right now. And so people respect each other. There's a dialogue between Buddhism, Christianity. I mean, some country you see a lot of conflict in religion, but in Hong Kong, you, so far, as I observed, you don't see that kind of conflict. People respect each other. So it's good opportunity right now to have a dialogue. And when they talk about education, we can talk about science, right? Science is important. So that's why I really appreciate RTB emphasize on this creation model and the science background. It is a common ground that we can discuss with the whether people in Hong Kong or eventually this same thing can expand into different culture, whether Korea or Japanese, yeah, or other Asian country. If they come to US, just like myself, then the Christian can care for them. Eventually, a lot of them come to US, become a Christian. And then some of them return back to their home country and bring back the gospel. So I can see God is doing amazing way. And right now is the good timing, using the resources from RTB and other Christian and faith resources to reach out to them. And definitely science fully agree with the mission and vision of RTB that can be a good common ground or dialogue to share the gospel so that more people can to accept Jesus Christ as their savior.
Joe, I think you had a question. You want to jump in there?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by your story there, Dr. Tai. I've learned a lot just listening. I find it interesting that you mentioned, I think at least a couple of times in your own coming to faith, it was the witness of, I believe you said it was your cousin when you went to meet him in Toronto, you were a student at Kent State, that it was the message plus the behavior. You noticed a change in his behavior and that got your attention and made you sympathetic to the message. Then you just said a few minutes ago that a lot of people have converted to Christianity in Hong Kong because they see that the Christians live out the gospel. They live out their lifestyle. So I find that interesting, and maybe you can comment on that as to why do you think that's the case?
Yes, I think because I echo Dr. Billy Graham. He went to Hong Kong more than 30 years ago, I think. So I saw his video that the first thing when he shared the sermon is because a lot of people expect he's talking about religion. So the first introduction, he said, I come to Hong Kong, I tell you a message, it's not related with religion, but a person, Jesus Christ. So the focus should be Jesus Christ, because if Jesus Christ is the true God and he is 100% God and 100% man, and right now he is asking all followers of Christ to share the gospel. So when Jesus Christ 2000 years ago, he demonstrated the love of Christ. That's why I was fully touched by the message in the gospel. And as a Christian, we have to live out to that. So if you come to the East, talking about religion can be time consuming. It's you can argue a debate about religion, and people always say, oh, you have to do good in order to be enter into a certain different level of enlightenment, so-called. But we should draw people attention to Christ. I mean, he is the creator. I mean, when it's a creator, then we use the science as a backup to show that Christ, he is the living word that God speak in Genesis. Actually, when God speak, actually is his word. And this word become fresh in the New Testament. So when we look at the whole picture, it is Christ that demonstrate this genuine love. And as Christ's follower, we have to follow Christ's love to other people. And so after the creation as a common ground to tell them, hey, there's a creator and designer of this universe. And then we come to the Redeemer part. Christ not only is the creator, but he is also the Redeemer. And because of the broken relation, we have a freedom, free will. Even we were created in the image of God, but because of we don't follow God's word, we want to follow our own desire and our me first instead of God first. So eventually, we are broken God's law, and the broken relation result in separation. So that's why a lot of religion try to do good, to want to recover this original relation. However, there's no way by our own effort. So that's why Christ come here to demonstrate his love, and then ask his disciple, and every disciple, not only the 2000 years ago, but the current disciple, to live out Christian faith and demonstrate his love and truth to others. And he himself sacrificed himself as the final atonement cover that by dying the cross, he paid the penalty of the, because human disobey God, had to be has some kind of punishment, so-called. And Christ died for us as the penalty we had to pay. He do it for us. This become a free gift. If we accept Christ, we don't need to be punished. But we have reconciled. So the relation with God can be recovered through Christ, not by our own effort. When this relationship recovery, then we can continue to walk with Christ, and he wants us spiritually grow in his word and his love. So that's why we continue to share to other people, not only by word of the gospel, but live out the Christ love to others. So this is critical for us, not only in the East, but in the West. The same thing I can see in the West when I come to USA, there's basically two groups of people. The first one is people follow God's word. And then the other, same thing, follow their own desire, me first, instead of God first. And a lot of people in between, of course, yeah. But these are two extreme. At first, I would say US, maybe close to 250 as a country, right? Why US is so strong at the beginning? Because it's a biblical base. I can tell definitely the Christ message and Christ love united people together. And you can sometimes go to a different city, particular rural area. People just have so many church and they demonstrate love for each other. But same thing when people follow their me first and then they ignore God's principle for the particular the generation after the U.S. Become independent from country. Yeah, so I can see when the U.S. people, when they forsake God's principle, there's a degrading. But still, a lot of Christian or Christ followers still love God, but there's just there's so many people fought whether because of science, they thought science and faith can be conflict, but RTB's ministry tell them, no, there's no conflict. So the other, this is the two force, is making people, I mean, there's so many conflict can be result if people not careful to choose the correct way, which is the God's way. I think this is the best way. Otherwise, all the country, if they don't follow the truth, eventually they will become much more problem. So where the East and the West is the same thing. We need the truth. And biblical truth is demonstrated, illustrated to be the best way to not only give hope to this generation, but for the life to come, because God, Jesus Christ promised he will come back again to bring all those belong to him to the eternal future. Yeah.
Wonderful. Let me ask you this, Dr. Tai. Mm-hmm. I know your background, you have worked in the field of ultrasound technology. Mm-hmm. I wonder what you can tell us about what has this wonderful, remarkable technology of the ultrasound, what has it taught you about the human body, what it means to be a human being?
Okay, yeah. So actually, if first, if as a human observer, seeing God's creation outwardly, first through the telescope, is amazing to appreciate how God put the Earth in the solar system and the galaxy and beyond. But working in medical ultrasound, again, as a human observer, seeing instead of outward, inwardly, our whole body by medical ultrasound is amazing to appreciate God's wisdom and the design, how the body in real time, you can use the ultrasound to see a different organ, whether it's from the heart or liver and kidney. It's not on a dead body. You can actually using ultrasound to see how the breath flow through different organ. And the more I see it, I was volunteered to have my heart scan. And the first time I see it, wow, my heart have some valve that when the heart beat, the valve was open and closed. And I didn't tell the valve to do it. It just was decided like that. And it won't stop. The moment my heart stops, I won't be here. So this is amazing. Just looking at myself inwardly, I will see, oh my God, God, you create me in a very, very unique way. And I can use ultrasound technology to learn a little bit about how God creates in an amazing way with the best design. I mean, human being can make a car or some kind of auto machine, but they may only last, if continue running without stopping, it won't last that long. But human being, average, the Bible say average is 70 years old, the strong can be 80 years old. And from the moment we conceive, when the heart was beating, this won't stop, right? Continue running for 80 years, for example, if people can live that long, or even more, yeah. So, and God's design is the best. I mean, human can do something, technology, amazing, but nothing compared with the unique feature, yeah. And then when I use the ultrasound and to look at the fetus, the baby inside the mother's womb, I was even amazed. Wow, with the technology, we have a 4D, four dimension, 3D plus the time dimension. You can see the baby, the face, whether it look like the father or the mother, or when they're laughing and then sucking the finger, you can see it before they're born. And I was resonant with the song 139 about how God create all these wondrous things. Even before I was born, he know me, he formed me in the depth of the earth. And so all this is amazing. The more I look at using ultrasound, the more I was fully appreciate what God has done to human being, and the more we should worship God and give thanks to him.
I was telling Ken a little earlier today that I'm nearly finished with a book. It's been around for years, but there's a new edition. It's the book Fearfully and Wonderfully Made by a Dr. Paul Brand and Philip Yancey. And that describes exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, wonderful.
Very inspirational book.
Dr. Tai, I'm kind of curious. As an American, as we hear a lot about China, and China has developed in the 20th and now into the 21st century. It seems like China has kind of a unique form of communism, where on one hand they're committed to the principles of a Marxist perspective. But on the other, it seems like China is growing economically. It seems that it's involved in kind of a capitalist spirit. Can as a person who grew up in the East and has come to America, and you've worked in many fields, tell us a little bit about your perspective about where China is in the world, and maybe a little bit about are Chinese people still hungry for meaning and purpose?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, so just start with a little bit of history. And for the last few hundred years, as I mentioned earlier, that the Chinese become the darkest and the weakest because of mismanagement from the Qing Dynasty. And so that's why a lot of Chinese people for poor condition. I mean, people hungry, don't have much things to eat. And some of them was forced to come to US as a labor. As you heard about the Chinese come to San Francisco at first for the gold and later to build the wearable station. A lot of them die. They work very hard. Yeah. And their goal at that time is when they get enough money, they want to go back to their hometown to start a family because at that time, no choice. It's too poor. Either they die or they come out. So a lot of people not only come to the US, scattered in Asia and Europe even. Yeah. And so until 1911, that actually the leader is Dr. Sun Yat-sen. He is a Christian, actually. He was educated in Hawaii and then learned about the Christianity and baptized in Hong Kong. Where the Communist Party or people from Taiwan, all of them respect Dr. Sun. Yeah. So because of his, as a leader, to motivate people to just eventually 1911, that Qing Dynasty was finished because they the mismanagement, they don't know how to really improve the living condition of the general Chinese population. But anyway, when about 1949, the communists take over China. And so for the 30 year from 1950 to 1980, for some reason, political reason, I won't go into detail, they have a cold store. And in that, they go through, or they went through the Cultural Revolution, a lot of things that really make the condition, living condition, not so good compared with the West. Until they have an open door policy, start from 1980 and beyond, this almost 40 years, that they are learning that the Cultural Revolution, whatever they did is not right. I mean, they had to learn the technology and science from the West and use it in China. Yes, originally they're from communists, but the leader, the late leader, Deng Xiaoping, used a very good example that he compared, of course, between capitalism and communists. Yeah, but not direct way. He just say, doesn't matter what cat color is, whether it's a black color cat or white color cat, as long as they can, the cats can catch mouse, it is a good cat, right? So yeah, people get that idea, right? Mm. Whatever you make the people living condition improve, whatever capitalism or communism, yes, maybe they still have some kind of infrastructure or socialism, right now, that's what they call it right now, to my understanding. Yeah. And so they sent out a lot of people to the particular US in the early 1980s. I studied physics, so I have a lot of classmates from China. They're hungry for to learn the West, particular science and the technology. And so, and after this 40 year, I mean, they know that there's no point to fighting each other like in the past. So they had to be united and to work very hard because of, also they have a culture, Confucius, and emphasize on the family value, which is good. And so in that case, you see so much improvement, but at the same time, I'd like to see there's a different value system from the West and the East. In this case, for example, I use the US versus China. When I come to the US, I just use it as example that I can bend into the general culture, whether it's living in US, academic. But one thing I find I have a culture shock that make me to think what's the major difference between the East and the West is that I attend a physics class and the professor to me is a pretty good because of Confucius' influence that I highly respect all the teacher. I mean, so they give us the knowledge so that we can improve ourselves, so-called. But one of the classmates, at the end, the professor asked everyone to do some evaluation, just see how do you like the course. And my classmate told the professor, say that, you didn't do a good job. I won't give you a good evaluation. Wow, to me, it's a culture shock.
Yeah.
That is because after the class, I asked him, what happened? Why you say that? I mean, I will never say that to a professor, which I always respect. Yeah. And he just say, I mean, in US, there's a freedom to speech. I just express my way that. So in that case, he compared what he learned from other professors. He just tell the truth, his thinking of the truth. Yeah. So I disagree with him, but that's I respect his expression. But that's why the East usually, because of we emphasize respect the leader.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't criticize the leader. Mm-hmm. I mean, just follow, just do it. That's the mentality.
I want to be a teacher in China.
Oh yeah, that's why it's people you will find if you are a teacher, professor, they will like you, highly respect, and even not only in China, in Japan, Korea. I mean, they will every in the morning, the good morning, and then some country even they bow their head with 90 degree to respect the teacher. Yeah, this is Confucius education. Yeah, or infants. Yeah, so I can see if they can understand each other. To me, in the West, particularly represented by the U.S. The culture. I mean, in this country, people have a right freedom of speech, but to the extreme term is basically talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, you can say anything you want. People, that's it's okay. We still can be friends. We argue a little bit, and so we. After the meeting, we disagree and like this, and we still can be friends. But in the Chinese culture or the Eastern culture, it's different. Talk is not cheap. I mean, the moment you criticize certain authority, they will remember you. Yeah. And they may get hurt and may don't do revenge right away, but sooner or later. So people learn that talk is not cheap. Yeah, basically. Yeah. So we have to understand the culture. They are different. Yeah. So in a better view of the East, because they respect the elder or the leaders and emphasize on family value. So they are very close, which is good. Eventually, when you have a good family, strong, then they can influence the society and the country. Honor the parent actually is a biblical base because Ten Commandments, one of them is honor your parent. So I think this is a common ground to talk. But in the West, if people don't respect the so-called the leader, I want to do according to my heart. This is my freedom. If this go to the other extreme, then the result will be like the family broken. A lot of divorce in US. I mean, actually Hong Kong is catching up. People would even say every two people, two marriage, at least one marriage a divorce. Yeah. So this have an impact in the society if disintegrated. And but at the same time, I will also mention there's a people follow God's word. They treasure the teaching from the Bible. They treasure the family value. They honor the parent. So this we have to understand. There's always two forces, whether in the East or in the West or different country. So we have to have a dialogue and understand, respect each other's culture so that we can demonstrate Christ's message, not only word, but the behavior, the interaction with others based on as a Christ follower.
Dr. Taib, we're going to bring our show to a close here, but before we do, is there a place that our listeners could contact you? Do you have a web page?
Yes.
Do you have articles that you've written on that page?
Yes. I don't know whether you want to eventually put in the description of this podcast. It is scienceandlife.org. scienceandlife.org. Yeah.
Well, very good.
O-R-G, yeah.
It's been a real pleasure meeting you, and I appreciate that you have not only become a visiting scholar, but come on our program. So thank you very much for your thoughtfulness and your description of the East and the West. It was a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to share and interact. I really learned from you and other scholars that share the video. I pretty much follow the Reason to Believe a lot of times. Every time they come up with new video, I watch it, really appreciate that. And God bless your ministry together with different scholars for the RTB ministry.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We've enjoyed the privilege of having Dr. Alan Tai with us. He's a physicist. And as you heard that fascinating story there, we sure hope you will pass it along to others who appreciate hearing stories like this. People particularly who they're not used to hearing from, people from other nations that have come to Christ. It's always a joy for us to hear these kinds of stories, and we hope you have enjoyed it as well. That's going to wrap it up for this podcast. Again, the website for Dr. Alan Tai, scienceandlife.org. And I just want to mention that you can let us know your comments and questions and reach out to Ken via his Twitter handle for that. That's RTB, at RTB underscore K samples, at RTB underscore K samples. Let us know what's on your mind, and we'll give you a shout out here on the podcast. You can also subscribe to the Reasons to Believe podcast on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and Spotify, and you'll get an episode of Straight Thinking delivered to you each week. For Ken Samples and Dave Rogstad, this is Joe Aguirre with a reminder that the goal of apologetics is not victory, but truth. Thanks for listening, and join us for the next edition of Straight Thinking.
Thank you for listening. Your prayers and financial support are reaching people with reasons for faith in Jesus Christ, our Creator and Savior. To allow Reasons to Believe programs like this to continue, make your gift today at reasons.org.